My name is Paul Romain. I was born in Whitechapel, proper Cockney. I lived my first 10 years of my life in Plaistow and then moved out to Essex, had a grammar school education, and as soon as I left school, came straight back to Forest Gate. And I've been in Forest Gate ever since about 1981. Well, Plaistow was very cheap, but it was a bit rough in them days. In the 80s, Plaistow was a lot rougher than it is now. Also, I got involved in a housing cooperative, which I'm still in now. So we're the last surviving housing cooperative in Newham, I believe. We're a long-life housing co-op, and we're based in Forest Gate. It's a great system because we keep our rents low, we keep our repairs high quality. So it's very good housing in an expensive market. I've been a bit of a ducker and diver throughout my life, so I got involved in a workers' cooperative, so I've been in cooperatives all my life, but I got involved in a workers' cooperative in Stratford, which was in West Ham Lane, called The Whole Thing, Page One Books. And we published Benjamin Zephaniah's very first book, and John Hegley was involved. We had lots of people around. It went very quiet, I think, in the 90s. I set up a recording studio and started recording people in Earlham Grove. Recorded Sam Brown, Dr. Feelgoods, Murray Head, quite a few people, quite famous people of the day were coming down. So it was a good little studio, but it didn't last long, 2 years. And I've always been involved in music. I'm in three bands at the moment. Two of them are Forest Gate bands. We do covers. We usually play the market whenever there's a thing. We usually play the market. We're called the Scumbags. got involved with Forest Gate Arts with Sophie, Will and Melina. At the moment, our biggest project is Upbeat, which is our open mic night, which is very diverse and very open to anyone, and it's really been quite successful.